Tonight's shir, Simon Ayin Tes, Mishin is Damin Lotsoya Bishas Kriya, when a person is confronted with excrement when he wants to say Shema, and the Simon begins with a lengthy introduction where the Mishnah Berurah brings essentially the rules of Tsoya, some of which we've already seen, some which we will see, and he puts it all together in an organized fashion. And he writes, "Atik bekan hakdama l'siman zeh." I'm going to record here an introduction to this siman, to siman ayin tes. "V'ikara hu miloshen ha'pima gadim." Siman zeh is primarily found in the Pima Gadim, in this siman, u'b'shar mekamos or other places. "U'lefa'amim b'shinui loshen ketzah." Sometimes I've changed the language a little bit. "Kadei sheyivor heitev." That should be very clear. In some places I've clarified that this should concur with the views of the other later authorities. This is his language. Before we will come to clarify this simon, and other places that are essential for this topic, Akdim kan hakdama hakoleles. I'm going to begin with a general introduction that is very necessary to fully understand the material. For who? And it is. Da, you should know. That Hadin Soya Nechlak La Asara Dinim. The laws of Soya can be divided into 10 distinct areas, 10 halachas. Aleph, Soya Mala Acha Mitzadodim. Soya that's behind him or on the sides. Beis, the fun of Soya that's ahead of him. If the tsoya is elevated 10 tefachim or low in a pit 10 tefachim deep, dalid tsoya becheder acher pesach pesuach. If the tsoya is in an adjacent room when the door is open, hey tsoya b'shoshes. If the tsoya is behind glass, vav tsoya b'mayim. If the tsoya is in water, zayin reach rash yesh lo ikar. Bad smell that the origin of the smell is present. Ches tsoya overis, passing. Moving tsoya, tes din miraglayim v'abit ugraf shavei, the halacha of urine and a chamber pot or a bedpan, and yud ashpa v'tsoyas behema, the rules regarding a dump and animal feces. Aleph, the first on our list is tsoya me'acharov or minatzadodim, when tsoya is behind him or on the side of him. Toich arba amos, within four amos. The din is osu min ha-toiro likros kriyishma ul hispalel ul daber v'dibiter. It is forbidden midiraisa to recite Shema, to daven, to speak to v'toiro, or to vorech shum brach, or to say any brachas Ramban b'likutav, bishum shenemar, because the Torah says v'hoya machanecha kadosh. Your machne has to be kadosh, and all these halachas stem from that pasuk. The kol toich arba amis, when you're within four amis, chaniya shel adam, that is a person's machane. You are camped within your four amis around you. So if within four amis of where you stand, you have tsoya, even if it's behind you or to the side, that's your machane, and your machane is not kadosh, and therefore it's usur to say shema, to daven, to say brachos, to divitur. V'mekara b'mokim shor the histapek v'achach matzah, and if he said shema in a place where he should have suspected there would be tsoya, and then he did find tsoya. The din is chayzev kaire. He has to go back and repeat and say again. K'moshen is bar b'sof simon ayinvav ayinsham. This was clarified before at the end of simon ayinvav. Bay second category tsoya milafanov. If the excrement is in front of him, the din is marchik milo enov. He has to move away that he no longer sees it. Upligi b'zeh harosh v'harashba. Now we have machlokes rosh and mashba. Harashba soya v'adalav de'lo yir b'cha'ev estarver koinami at soya. The Rash maintains that the iser that applies not to see devar erva when you're doing a davar shabakadusha, lo yir b'cha'ev estarver, that's not limited to erva. According to the Rashba, koinami at soya, it extends on soya as well. So now it's not only that your machne has to be kadosh, but you can't see the tsoya when you want to daven. Well, the fees, according to this, yesh chumrah, there's a stringency. Tafilu b'cheder acher, even if the tsoya is in a different room, it's not your machane, it's in a different room. Kol sheroya osa, if you can see it, Asur min ha-Torah is forbidden to recite Shema, brachas de v'Torah. It's this is the Araisa, come over Erva, the same as if you would be seeing Erva. The Kula aliba de Rashba, but there's also leniency according to Rashba. The Chutla Arba Amis, if it's beyond his four Amis, Af Shehu B'toch Kimlo Einav, even though it's within his eyesight, Hir Hur Mutter. He's allowed to think in Torah, come over Erva, the same as we say by Erva. For Rosh Svirulei, the Rosh on the other end holds. The Lav de Velo Yira Koi Rak A Erva Velo Atzayo. The Isser of Lo Yira Lecha Erva is only an Erva. It is not referring to Tzaya at all. Ubetzaya Lek Arak Isser Mishamach Hanecha Kaddish. The only Isser involving Tzaya is you need a Machana Kaddish. In Cain, if so, Kula Rosh, there's a leniency according to the Rosh. The Becheder Acher, that if the Tzaya is in a different room, Aval Pisha Roya Osa, even though you can see it, Mutter, we don't care because it's not in your machne. Mitam the goli kro, the pasuk tells us the brishus acher is lav machanechahu. In a different brishus, it's not your machne. So I don't care that I can see it if it's in a different room. Uma the osur becheder echad, the fun of kmo einav, and if you're in the same room, and it's within your eyesight, so what is that isur according to the Rosh? Who o mitam isur bonon? It might just be an isur bonon. It might be Diraisa. Maybe it's still called Yomachne. The kosher roya osolafanov kimo einov b'chachaniyahuva aser. Perhaps if you're in the same rishus, as long as you can see it, that's also called Yomachne, and that would be nisa Diraisa. Well, if he's according to this, ikachumelo rosh. There's a stringency according to the rosh. The kimelo einov aser af behir b'darbanan. That if you can see the tzaya, then you can't even think in divrei Torah b'darbanan. Omi Diraisa, maybe Diraisa. The Melo Einav Mekom Chaniyahu, because he wants to say Melo Einav has a din of Chaniya as opposed to the Rashba. Well, if you mash a Kasa Pichosh, according to what the Pichosh writes, who be Mishpazov Shom Pimigodim quotes it, Lo Yeh Bezech Chumala Rosh, it wouldn't be a Chum according to the Rosh. Vinea Mishpazov Kasa Shom Oid, Nafkamina Bein Harosh La Rashba, the Pimigodim attempts another difference between the Rosh and Rashba. Vechaz Vimena, but he changes his mind, Besuim Pei Alpha, Stal Bishavam, Ukachal Tax, I didn't bother telling it to you. Ois Gimel. The third category is 10 Tfachim high or 10 Tfachim deep. Tzoya b'malkum gavoy asara. Onamach asara. If the Tzoya is 10 Tfachim higher than the person who's saying Shema, or 10 Tfachim deeper, da'av rishus acheres. So halachically, it's a different rishus. Luha rosh, according to the rosh, afilu ro'eh shari. Even though you see it, we don't care. The lav lo'yira lo'kayalo, because there's no ist of lo'yira on Tzoya. Ula harashba, but according to the Rashba, also you cannot say Shema. Kineskuli, like I said before, because he holds the year of Echal goes on Sayah too. Ula kuli alma mahani bezeh at simesinai. But here, everyone would agree you can close your eyes. Kimetshu b'shus acher, because it's not in your rishus. Kain kasa mishpazazov, the so writes to Pima Godim, the sasam po kam magan avram sivkan ches, and he tells it straight up, that's pshat magan avram. V'shom chazam bezeh umash midait lahachmir. There he changes his mind and he seems to be strict. Welcome to Chak, Yishlohaka, but one can be lenient in case of need. As far as whether or not the pedestal that it's sitting on is four wide or not, four tefach wide, Yisbar b'fnim yiras Hashem will clarify that inside with Hashem's help, if Hashem wants. Ois Dalet. Tzoya b'cheder acher u'pesach pesuach. If the tzoya is an adjacent room, and the door is opened. Otsoa lifnea pesach al pishavarasa, or the tzoya is right by the door, even though he sees it. Laharosh shari, according to the rush, it's not a problem. Vaf bedeleka delas, even though there's no door. The lav lo yira lo koyu kagavna, there's no lo yira in such a case. For lo gormi mash, a kasam lo is given, no different than the previous halacha, it's in a different rishus. Ularash ba osur, because it is lo yira. Ve'ev should the b'yesh delas, perhaps if there is a door, maybe if there was a door, the Rash would say it's mutter, because even though the door is open, we treat it as if it's closed. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to say that, like the Prima Gadol points out. That according to the Rash, you'd have to be strict, and you would not say Shema, even though there was a door. Os hey, Soya Bashosh is mutter. Tzoya covered by glass is permitted. The Bekisui Tayu Achmona, the Torah was makbid on covering. the Torah was makbid that yimachan es kadosh v'kisisa se'asecha, it has to be covered. So therefore, if you have a cover, it's considered a machane kadosh. Now, he makes a note on the side, and the Dershu notes, that l'chor doesn't help to cover himself. He has to cover the tzoya. He can't wrap himself in a sheet, and now he's covered. His machane is not kadosh. He has to cover the tzoya. Umashma miperish Rashi ve'Rambam, it seems from Perish Rashi and Rambam, Dafilu einat soya mechusa klal. Even if the soya isn't actually covered under a glass dish or jar, rak mechitza zechuchis mafsekis beim. Rather, there's a glass partition between them. Zu hi hakisui. That is the equivalent of a kisui. V'lav davka shiachasa et soya mekotz talav. It's not that you need to cover the soya from all the sides. V'afilu abach avio tas sekon gimel. Even according to the bach quoted by the Taz. The makom gavoa b'inan esar tfachim al roch of dal tfachim al dal tfachim, that when you have tsoya on a pedestal 10 tfachim high, it has to be 4x4. The mechitza lo b'inan zeh. If there's a partition, it's not necessary. V'kol shish hefzik b'inol the tsoya, sure, as long as there's a separation between him and the tsoya, that is permitted. V'zeh ha-kisui, that's called the kisui. V'dvar of pshut n'ma'oit, and it's very simple. V'tzorachin ali rab p'simim pe'zayin sh'kasav sholm din mita gavar asara sh'masekis b'inol tsoya. I don't understand the Eliyahu who writes by a bed that is 10 tefachim off the ground, separating between him and the tzaya. The bina shemichisosem agias to aretz called stodim, that he wants that the sides of the bed should go down to the ground on all sides. So he divya pima godem and now partially lo beinavak betzad hamafsik beinol the tzaya. Really, all you need is one point of the bed going to the floor between him and the tzaya. You don't need that the tzaya is surrounded. You just need that there's a partition between him and the tzaya. Betzarachin. Pimigodim does not mention how wide the mechitza has to be. The mechitza b'bayis, if the mechitza is in the house, in a room, it should go from wall to wall. Ayin Shem, look there. V'imbesod, if it's out on the field, does not mention a shir. The Nishmas Odom and Klal Gimel is Marich, but that he holds the Kol Shivoichav Arbaot Fachim Cheshiva Mechitza Lahatir Kenegdo. That as long as the width of the Mechitza is 4 Tfachim wide, that is sufficient to be considered the Mechitza to partition between him and the Tzaya. Avaloi Keneged Ha'avir, but not opposite the air. Ayin Shem, look over there. Oid Kasip Pimagodim. Pimagodim writes further. In Soya Bachutz, if the Soya is outside, and he sees it through a glass window, everyone would agree that's fine. Shemechitza Zechuchis Mafsekis B'nem, because you have the glass partition. So even though the Rashba said it's also when you see it in a different Rashus, if there was a partition of glass, the Rashba would say that's okay. Hashishi, the sixth, soya b'mayim, soya in water, lav kisui havi, that's not considered a covering. Aval gav l'gabi erva havi kisui, when it comes to erva, we said it's a kisui, it's a cover, kibisimin ayindal sevkan ches, maganavam, bet soya lo not bet soya, kibisimin ayivav, maganavam sevkan tes, dechsev ksepases v'kisiso, v'hai lav kisui, because it's not enough to be called a kisui, mashenkin l'gabi gili erva, it's not called magula. So it's not magula in water, but it's not called mechusa either. Hashvi, the seventh halacha, reyach ra, sheyesh lo ikar, a bad smell, and the origin of the smell is right there. Havi ketsoya min atur, it's treated like tsoya midiraisa. Al ken tsorech lesrachik min la'achrav abaham, semakom shekol ha-reyach, so he has to distance himself from the smell that's behind him, 4 amas from where the smell ends. Vim karen, if he read and shema in that space that he shouldn't have been, chosev ekres, to repeat shema again. In Ezek, kill me so, but it is a little less strict than soya. It's more lenient. Because he was in a different room, after mahani hefzik l'reach ra, even though it doesn't partition off the smell permeates through to the next room. In so you don't have to distance yourself 4 amos from where the smell ends. If you're in a different room, if the reach ra doesn't reach you, then mutter, right there, you can say Shema. You don't have to move 4 amos from that spot. Even though the Reach Ra comes into the room. Yikamalkum kimisho she lo lo higia mutter, since he doesn't smell it, it's not a problem. But if he does smell it, there's nistar rabbanan. Why is that? Because once the tsoya, or I shouldn't say tsoya, once the thing that gives off the smell is in a different domain, then the smell in the second domain is a reach rasha ein lo ikra. And a reach rasha ein lo ikra, where it's not present, the source or the origin of the smell, so there, isur rak medabon. That's on this rabbanan. Come on. Nafkamina is being through four amas from the end of the smell, or wherever the smell ends, you can say shmarita. Because if the reach had eish lo ikr, then we treat the reach like the ikr. But if it's reach she'ein lo ikr, it's just a reach. So wherever the reach ends, so right there, you can say shma. Now, there's a very lengthy bracket going through all the marmakimis on the shayla, and those who disagree, and then there's a bracket within the bracket, and I think we're going to skip it. We're going to go straight to Hashmini. Hashmini, tsoya overis. If the tsoya is passing by, it's not in one place, it's not stationary. Gamkin who didn't tell, this is also Torah halacha. Kemash from the Gemara, that's the implication from the Gemara. Uparzik shulchan aruch, but simin ayin vav sif gimel lefanov kmo einov lachov dal amis. So shulchan aruch says, if it's ahead of you, it has to be beyond your eyesight. If it's behind you, dal amis. Umeirava mashma vabach posikain. But the Rambam seems to say in the Bach Paskas Halacha that even in front of you, if it's moving, once you are out of four amas range, then we treat lefanov like tzedadim. Hatshi, the ninth situation is meraglaim, urine. Mina Torah also rak nega ha'amud. The Torah only prohibits saying Shema or Brachas Tefillas if you're facing the stream. Hashoisis v'kolshkin. I think the next one should be ba'ara. If it's just dripping and not flowing in the stream, or if it's on the ground, midrabon, and then it's only midrabon. The kamalgam tzarich laharchik mi meiraglayin klo einu l'fanav. But you should still midrabon. Distance yourself that in front of you shouldn't see it. La'achrav dalamis and behind you dalamis. V'kol zekesh emasirichim. This is if it doesn't smell bad. Hakesh emasirichim. It does smell bad. Midin teraos. It's osim midiraisa. And let's say the source of the urine is in a different cheder or not known, so then it'll only be a reyach rasha ein lo ikur, it'll be the rabbanon. And unfortunately, I've been to a number of nursing homes where that's what happens. You walk in and you have a very strong stench of urine. It's terrible. And I think you can't make a bracha there. Ha'asiri, the tenth, ashpa sharecha ra. The dump that smells bad, the garbage dump, it smells bad, or a stinking carcass called Dovah Kiyotzbiz or anything similar. Dino Kitsoya is the same as soya, Uminatora Osis Vidim Diraisa, to say Brochus or to say Shema in the vicinity. After Pima Godman is Garakstam Ashpa Nevela called Dovah Mesvech, even though Pima Godman just mentions Ashpa Nevela and things that give off a stench. You know, when you go through the halacha, that we don't assume that a garbage dump has a stench. If you know that it has a stench. If not, the reason we ask for an ashpa is because we assume that there's also excrement and urine there. But if you know there isn't excrement or urine, you don't have to distance yourself. When we say it stinks, we're talking about things that normally has a very strong smell. And it doesn't usually end quickly. This is how the Magen Avraham comes down, Sifkan Yugimel. Otherwise, then you just move till you don't smell it anymore. That's what I believe. In this we also include a chamber pot, a graf shari'i, a bedpan, nam minotar, osir, it's osir to say brachas of davin in the presence, in soyas behem of achai, as far as excrement of other animals, non-human excrement, yivar b'sof a simon will be clarified at the end of this simon. V'reach rasha ein lo ikr, and smell that does not have an origin, that we don't have in front of us the origin, osir rak medabon, there you do in the isra bonon, kemavub l'kuti ha-ramban, a b'yir of dinov, that's clear, clarified in the Ramban, Ayin sefer simon look at the simon. Umechusa v'recha noidef ayin le'el zayin. If it's covered, but it still smells bad, you'll have to look back in Ois Zayin when he talked about Reich Rashi Yesh Lo Ikra in that discussion.